Hi, this is Donald Hindley, and I'm begging you, please, don't go into the forest. Don't go in there. Please, stay out here. Out of the woods, with John Chip Colker.
Somewhere beyond your pride, there is a tiny spark glowing way down deep inside. Something left to burn in quiet solitude as the years like pages turn. We'll call it good when I shed this flesh and bone. And no matter how many miles I stray, someday I'm going home. We never count the cost. We sometimes catch a glimpse when the innocence is lost, and we wonder who we are. With our faces to the sky, searching for a guiding star. And I will call it good when I shed this flesh and bone and go dancing down the Milky Way. Someday I'm going. On your lips and your feet are on the sand, and somewhere a little girl is laughing through the tears of this cruel and crazy world. And I will call it good when I shed this flesh and bone. No matter how many miles I stray, someday I'm going home. And no matter how many miles I stray, someday I'm going home. Someday I'm going home. I know that we won't ride off in sunset, and you know something better waits for you. I should have turned away the day that we met.
And I promise I won't say I love you. I know I should find another bar room. Staying here is keeping me blue. Yeah, but every now and then you come up empty. And I just want to be there when you do. Put me the highway kind, they only come to leave, but the leaving I don't mind, it's the coming that I crave. Pour the sun upon the ground, stand to throw a shadow, watch it grow into a night and fill a spinning sky. Time among the pine trees, it felt like breath of air. But usually I just walk these streets and tell myself to care. And sometimes I believe me, and sometimes I don't hear. And sometimes the shape I'm in won't let me go. I don't know too much for truth, but my heart knows how to pound. My legs know how to love someone, my voice knows how to sound. Shame that it's not enough, shame that it is a shame. Follow the circle down, where would you be? You're the only one I want, and I've never heard your name. Well, let's hope we meet someday. If we don't, it's all the same. And I'll meet the ones between us and be thinking about you and all the places I have seen and why you were not there.
Towns Van Zandt here on Out of the Woods. Nice stuff there. Taking that from Sunshine Boy, the Unheard Studio Sessions and Demos, 1971 to 72, and the Highway Kind demo there. Mike Stinson, we heard Put Me On from his CD Hell and Half of Georgia. Donald Hindley, Flesh and Bone from the CD The Famous Rocket Cage. And, we had an intro there from Donald. He told us not to go into the forest, but we did anyway. We like it there. We come out of the woods every once in a while, but we're on Golden Pond here in New Hampshire. Squam Lake, actually. If you didn't know, that's where they filmed that movie back in the late 70s or early 80s, whenever that was. Squam Lake, yes, indeed. Been there many times. Actually, I'm there right now. What am I talking about? All right, we started off the set there. Carolina Chocolate Drops and Kerr's Negro Jig. And that's where we left you last. You're tuned in to Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of Colby Sawyer College in New London, New Hampshire. I'm Chip Calkard. Going to get back to it right now. Mr. Dylan Sneed, one from his new CD, Texodus. And here's All Around Me on Out of the Woods.
My friend, my very best friend, moved to New York City. His wife, his clothes, and all that he knows, in a four-door car, then he left me. Where is my friend? Where did he go? Did not leave so long ago. Seems every day I wake up and I know he's all around me. My heart, my broken down heart, do anything to protect you. Not lie, not cheat, sell my belief, lock you away and forget you. Where is my heart? Where did it go? It did not leave so long ago. Seems every day wake up and I know it's all around me. I was on a road to the country. I was on a road far from home. I've a heavy load. Changing my eyes, my ears belie all my fears when they're open, when they're ringing. Where is my home? Where did it go? I did not leave so long ago. Seems every day I wake up and I know it's all around me. Where is my home? Where did it go? I did not leave so long ago. Seems every day it's all around me.
much hate repeated, and generations unwilling to learn. It helps me to think about everybody started out the same. We all grew inside a mother. Some are beaten down and some are ignored. Some are given away and some are abandoned. Some are lied to and told they are no good. Lied to and told that they are better. And as we grew, we became what we knew, and we were trapped in our own truth, only to find out later what we could have done, what we should have done.
Where are you, Ethel?
I'm right here beside you, Nemo.
But Ethel, I can't see you, Ethel.
That's because we're both spirits now.
You mean we're both dead?
That's right, Norman. We're both dead. No chances to get it right with you.
Look, my daughter
now, sweetie. She was a very little Vietnam protester prodigy, and we worked on an Oscar-winning film together. And you got to say a bad word for us.
I'm an old poop.
Yes, you are an old poop.
Ethel.
Yes.
Ethel.
What is it, Norman? What? If you say my name one more time, I'll dump these...
Fair. Sounds like I'm lifting, doesn't it?
Sounds like you're gonna pick some... strawberry. Bullshit. What did you say?
That was the bad word. But I learned, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Norman. And you really lost it when your grandson got the fire going away.
You couldn't.
Well, you got some strawberries now, and I'll have some nice Pine Mountain donuts from the bear claw when you get them back.
Ethel! My heart, Ethel.
Won't work on me. Here, buddy. Bucket, trail, scoop, strawberries.
Ethel!
You old poop!
There's no strawberries in heaven.
There aren't?
Chelsea!
She's gone.
Ethel!
Get over, Chelsea.
Ethel.
The cows. The cows. The cows, man.
Where are those cows coming from?
Must be trail mix.
Oh, no. Trail mix.
Maybe this isn't heaven.
Split the praises, you mule hippiuses! Well, hey there, doggy dreamers. It's that time of the week again, kids. It's that time when all us mountain men, women, and children round up the cattle, get back home, and get ourselves some vittles and lovin'. Woo-wee! Yes, sirree! It's time for Peter Gunther's Trail Mix!
This is the sales pitch for the Sesame Street.
Recognition of the letters of the alphabet,
TV
numbers,
show.
Basic reasoning skills, and a better awareness of themselves and the world around them.
Yes.
When the workshop goes on the air,
yes.
The puppets you'll see in the film will be joined by real people.
Really?
Who will set each segment into the proper learning context.
Oh, my goodness.
The techniques we're using at the workshop are quite deliberately drawn from approaches which have proven effective on commercial television.
Oh, goodness.
Fast action, humor, and animation have become established means of attracting children's attention to television.
Yes.
And we're using these same techniques to motivate children to absorb the curriculum content of our series. You'll note in one or two of the animated
been working
cartoon
for years, ever since.
In this film, which are among the very first that we've commissioned, that the short, simple, 60-second form used by TV advertisers in commercials
yes.
to sell products,
it,
is used here to teach numbers and letters.
Yes, and it encourages kids to have a short attention span. We've done that with the video
so
generation,
with television ads,
MTV,
this material will be repeated
video games,
many times during the
60 seconds,
hours of
ABC.
Programming in our first season.
You can say the whole alphabet in 60 seconds.
That the Children's Television Workshop is an experiment.
Well, of course.
Research is woven into the total
fabric
of the show.
Kind of.
Every segment is Big being Bird. Tested and evaluated by the toughest critics of all, the children themselves. I think it's fair to say that by the time our program goes on the air, it will be the most thoroughly researched show in the history of the medium.
Well, I don't know about that. Now, let's see I think the Batman movies have maybe been more researched than Sesame Street. Oh, goodness, these are old films. They had that dog in the early beginning, that mutt. He talked like Jackie Gleason.
You know what this is, Kermit? A really bad triangle? Oh, come on, Kermit, it's a circle.
I mean, it's a perfect
okay,
circle.
So it's a circle.
God,
so?
What a cocky frog.
Well, you know that, but a lot of little kids don't.
I do.
You want to see a groovy way to teach them what that is?
I know what it is.
Oh, you know it.
It's a circle.
Okay, the idea is to look for circles in the things you might see every day. I'm hip.
Kermit, your frog is weird. Your voice, you got like a frog in your throat. Round. Oh, look at that. Even the font is old. The font's like from the 60s, late 60s. This is bizarre. There's a circle. Okay, we know what it is. It's not a triangle. One of these things is a circle. They even got Coca-Cola on there. And now they got a grapefruit sliced in half. Bus stop. No standing. There's a circle. There's a wheel on a cart and a car driving by with wheels. These are all circles. And now we see a light that's being dimmed from a motorcycle, and it's a circle. There's some street lights. There's a bicycle wheel. There's some exhaust with smog coming out of it. There's green, red street lights. They're all circles. No triangles. There's Christmas bulbs on a tree. Some bulbs. There's a bull testicles. Now there's a lamp. There's somebody's nose, and there's a marbles that are being shot from somebody, and there's some billiards, and there's a little boy knocking billiards right into all of the... He's like an ace. He's like Minnesota Fats or something. There's Snoopy. They got Snoopy doing a yo-yo. There's a boy blowing bubbles, but the bubbles aren't old. The circle, the thing that's coming out of the bubbles are coming out of a thing that's a circle. Now the bubbles are kind of circly. There's an eyeball. The inside of an eyeball is circle. The outside is more of an oval. There's an old-fashioned telephone. Remember the old phones that had the circles that you had to put your finger in? There's a quarter, and there's an old penny, and there's human Capote, Truman. Capote on the dime. Human Truman. There's an oven. There's some of those balls that people have on their desks. And there's a man, a boy throwing a frisbee. And there are two boys running after a frisbee. Interracial. One's black, one's white. And they keep throwing the white frisbee. What does that mean? What's that signify? You be the judge of that metaphor. And then now it's flipping around. And they're still going after it. And they're throwing it. There are no dogs, only boys. Now they're blowing up balloons. The white boy is blowing up a balloon. It blows up. Now the black boy's blowing up a balloon, and it also blows up. What does that mean? Racial getting along. That's good. There's a quarter again, and now we're going back. We're rewinding the smog, the frisbee again, and then the street lights, lips blowing bubblegum, and the bubblegum pops. Okay, now we're back to the font where it says, Round.
Well, that little film is one of the hundreds being made for the Children's Television Workshop. And, excuse me. You see, my name is Ralph, and this is my friend Kermit.
Hiya.
And in case you're feeling a little weird sitting there listening to a dog, let me explain that I'm not your run-of-the-mill dog. I'm a Muppet dog. And I know a lot about this Children's Television Workshop show because us Muppets are going to be on it every day.
Boy, talk about self-promotion.
Oh, hold it. Hold everything here. Wait a minute, cool it. What was that last part?
Cool it. Oh, Kermit used to be a hipster. He said, dig it, man, cool it. And then he later evolved into just a pig-lusting frog, where he dropped all the cool it and mans and stuff. And I think they got some of that from Stan Freeberg, I think.
That's just... He said that us Muppets are going to be part of the Children's Television Workshop TV show.
Oh, yeah? Says who?
What do you mean, says who? Says everybody.
Nobody's talked to me about it.
Says Jim Henson.
Why would anybody talk to you about it?
I'm a Muppet, that's why.
Well, so are a lot of other people Muppets. And they're all going to do the show, right, fellas?
Yeah! Yeah!
Hmm.
that?
Oh, there's a grouchy.
Well, if I'm going to get involved, I want to know a little more about it. Like, what are those guys doing?
Well, you see, we haven't settled on a title for the show yet, so the guys are working on it. How's it coming, fellas?
All right, then. How about this for a title? The 2 and 2 are 5 show.
That would have been great. The 2 and 2 are 5 show would have been a lot catchier than Sesame Street, in my opinion. Now, these early Muppets are really bizarre looking, folks. They're really crude. Kermit's voice hasn't found himself yet. But what do you expect? This is a promotional video, and it maybe barely got their web feet in the door.
Crazy? Now, this is supposed to be an educational show. 2 plus 2 don't make 5.
They don't.
No, you meatball.
Then how about the 2 and 2 ain't 5 show?
No, I like that one, too. This little blue-headed, turtle-y kind of Muppet with the suit coat and tie. That's a good idea. Very good idea.
Oh, it sounds like it's going to be a real smash. What's the idea of this show?
Well, the idea...
See, every time I pitched something at Disney or Warner Brothers, it was never this good.
To teach little preschool kids some stuff that'll be useful to them in school. Like numbers and letters.
You're going to learn
like
a lot
that.
From Jim Henson.
And your idea is that the kids are going to race in from baseball and turn on the educational TV channel to be taught letters and numbers.
But they will, Kermit. Because all the teaching stuff is mixed in with stories and cartoons and us Muppets and real people.
And sugar.
Like that. And we're going to spend lots of time and money and make sure they know all about it.
Time and money.
Doesn't sound cheap.
Well, it's not.
This is a promotion tape to get money. Yep, get those hostages out of the Sinai Desert and give money to these puppets.
How much money have they got to do it?
Oh, upwards of several million dollars.
Yeesh. Kermit fainted. Of course, this is all a gag.
Want to see some of the little films that'll be in the show, Kermit?
See, if you can make the producers and the people that cough up the money laugh at their own self-deprecating humor about millions of dollars, which it really took, no doubt, to launch this. That's how you attract people like Morgan Freeman and Bill Cosby.
Okay, here's one to teach the alphabet.
A, B.
Go.
Wait, I'm going to do the alphabet now. Oh, wait a minute, we've already hit 9 minutes. Good God. That's it for now. We'll do more later. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. See, I did that under 30 seconds. And they needed a minute, a full minute. Who are you going to call? Sesame Street for the visually impaired.
Ghostbusters. That's who I'm going to call. I don't know about you. Thanks to Peter for that. Now you know all about the genesis of Sesame Street, folks. Yes, indeed. One of those guys there, the 2 plus 2 is 5 show guy, sounded an awful lot like Bert to me. But I don't know. Stay tuned for more of that fun stuff in the weeks to come. We're off of Gumby and on to Sesame Street now. So courtesy of Pinecone Radio and Trail Mix out there in Pine Mountain Club. Thanks to Peter Gullerud out there for doing that. And Peter, he was talking about pitching things and whatnot. He used to draw and do production work for Disney back in the day and all the animated stuff they did. And so right up his alley. It's going to get crazier before it gets more normal. Trust me. All right. And we had the Trail Mix intro in there. And of course, we went back over to On Golden Cloud and visited with the spirits of Norman and his lovely ghost wife there. Ethel. Yes, I'm an old dead poop. Also courtesy of Trail Mix. Lori McLean in there, We Were All Babies, going back to her CD Ascend. And we started you off that long set. Dylan Sneed, We Heard All Around Me from the Texodus album. Well, we got a quick break to take here on Out of the Woods. We'll be right back after this.